Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esquire Coaching Radio, where we help attorneys achieve unparalleled personal and professional success. And now here's your host, Anne Jenrette Thomas.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Esquire Coaching Radio Show. It's such a pleasure to be here with all of you today. As you know, Esquire Coaching is a national coaching and consulting firm that's dedicated to empowering lawyers to happily succeed in the business of law. To that end, we discuss the full range of topics, from building business to getting a job to work-life balance and everything in between. Today, we're leaning more on the work-life balance end with our very special guest, Nat Karopmitri, who's going to talk to us about how to partner with love to get what you want. Most people have grown up with distorted perspectives about what it means to feel loved. This conditioning has made it harder and more stressful for people to receive what they really want in their relationships, career, health, and business. In this interview, Nat's going to discuss the reasons why the lack of true love perpetuates stress and unfulfillment, and two, the steps to partner with love to get what you really want, and finally, what to do with resistance and how to not slip into old patterns. Let me tell you a little bit about our special guest, Nat. Nat is a self-love coach and energy practitioner. He specializes in empowering people to partner with love to create deeply fulfilling lives. He co-hosts the Nat Karopmitri Show, a podcast about how self-love contributes to ease in life. And you're welcome to download your free self-love alignment meditation at http://allowlovein.com. Welcome, Nat.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, it's a topic that I think is really interesting and very relevant because, as you know, lawyers are one of the most stressed out professions that exist.
Mm.
So I'm really glad to have you on today's show.
Well, again, I'm very thankful to be here.
Excellent. All right, so before we dive right in, I just want to remind our listeners there will be time at the end of our broadcast to ask Nat some questions directly. You'll call 347-838-8719 and press 1 to get in the line. That's 347-838-8719 and press 1 to get in the line. All right, Nat, so let's dive right in. How do you define true love?
Well, I see true love as our connection to our divinity. And so, we are created from love. We are divine. And so this true love is where we accept ourselves as we are. And it's a state of consciousness. So in this state of consciousness, we are naturally abundant, loved, valued, healthy. So that's how what I see as true love.
Hmm. That's actually a really beautiful sentiment. And how is this different from human love?
Well, in human love, human love can be, you know, as accepting and as, you know, as perfect as we want. But in most human love, we have this belief that I don't have what I want and I need to get it from you or from something else, from achievements or accomplishments or, you know, status. And so we spend a good amount of our lives trying to get this love, and we're taught that to get this love, we have to please other people, we need to do what they want, we need to sacrifice ourselves. It creates a lot of power struggles and a lot of disappointment.
Hmm. Well, you know, you're touching upon some really interesting and important themes that I see very commonly, you know, among many lawyers. It's not true for all lawyers, but this what you're talking about in terms of seeking from outside sources, you know, your status, your prestige, etc. You're really hitting it, the nail on the head here. Now, how does their experiences with human love affect, you know, people's lives?
Well, you know, because you're thinking that you can't be loved until you achieve something, or that, you know, you need to get it from outside of yourself, it's very disempowering, and it becomes this motivating force within you where you feel like you always need to earn or to prove yourself or to ignore yourself or be better than or be less than, or, you know, withhold love from yourself to be loved. And on an everyday wellness level, it can manifest as health problems, financial struggles, relationship challenges. You know, I know in my own life, growing up, I grew up with asthma, and and then later on, I had a lot of financial struggles. And the reason I bring this up is because looking back, I could see that even though I saw that my parents did everything they could to support me, for whatever reason, I came up with this interpretation that I wasn't as loved. And as a result, I subconsciously would make myself sick to make sure that my dad, who was a doctor, who wasn't home much because he, you know, chose to work hard to support the family, but whenever I was sick, he would be there. He would, you know, we'd have to page him, and he would come home, and he would be there for me. And then once I let go of the asthma, you know, because I don't want to make myself sick anymore, well, I created financial problems because, you know, that was another way for me to be taken care of, because I also was fed the belief that, you know, if I'm independent and strong, I can't be taken care of. So I might as well create a weakness in me so that I could be.
Wow. Okay, this is fascinating. So let me just back up for a second. You were able to cure your asthma, or let it go, as you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is from what you're talking about here, about partnering with love and doing this self-love work that allowed you to have this this healing?
Yeah. You know, self-love is about treating yourself differently and having the awareness of how to treat yourself differently. So, you know, with the asthma, you know, I remember when I was a kid, meaning like teenage years, and playing football with friends and getting asthma. And just one day I decided, you know, I had an attack. I took some time and decided, you know what, I don't want to be dependent on this inhaler for the rest of my life. So I put it aside and I meditated instead. And I grew up learning to meditate. So that's how I knew, okay, let's just breathe and relax. And I was able to relieve the symptoms, and I knew from that point on that, you know, there was another way. And so that example, I mean, it didn't cure that moment, but it was just a practice of continually supporting myself in different ways, so that I realized I didn't need this anymore. I didn't need this condition to make myself feel loved.
That is amazing. That, I mean, truly, I think it's a very powerful statement that you've just made, and it's just, you know, I don't know. I'm really kind of blown away by this story. Now, let me, you know, one of the things that you'll probably get some pushback from, or you might get pushback from, is especially from our community of lawyers that listen to this show, is that, well, you know, we, meaning lawyers, are in such a hierarchical environment. You know, even if you go to law school, that in and of itself isn't enough. It depends on which law school you went to. That's going to lead to which law firm you work for. And there's a hierarchy within a hierarchy within a hierarchy. And that creates a lot of, this desire for outside validation. What would you say, you know, to those folks who are listening to this show about, you know, how to deal with that pressure of sort of keeping up with the Joneses when there's this other way?
Well, what I would say to that is it's important to find the level of acceptance and peace within, even through all of that. I mean, yes, that's, you know, how it's run, you know, how it's always been. But the more that we give our power away to the circumstances, to, you know, the history or the hierarchical structure that you just shared, the more out of control we feel, the more stressful we feel. So you can still live within it. You can still operate within it, but find that peace within to say, okay, you know, even if this doesn't work out for me, I'll be okay with myself. It's oftentimes just letting go, like giving ourselves permission to let go of that pressure is the thing that helps us feel better and helps open doors for us.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I wholeheartedly agree with that. So, Nat, what does a good relationship with yourself look like?
Well, it often looks like what we would like to get from other people. So, you know, oftentimes we want in a partner or in, whether it's a romantic partner or a business partnership, we want to be appreciated, we want to be accepted, we want to be respected, we want to be supported, loved, treated with compassion and gentleness. So a good relationship with yourself looks like this, treating yourself with this same quality that you would want from someone else, but not waiting for you to get it from someone else first.
Does
that make sense?
Said. So you're essentially your best, you know, the best love of your life, essentially. Acting like that, huh?
Right. And when you have it within, when you're fulfilled from within, then you don't have this great need to get it from someone else. But it's interesting because that's when you actually get it from other people. And you can actually receive it because you already have it within. You can recognize it for what it is.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you're right. When you turn this attention inward, when you're really at peace from within, things really fall into place. It's something that I have found in my own personal life and in the lives of our clients. It just starts to ease and find some peace internally,
right,
and externally. Yeah.
Right. And you know, there's a simple example of this where, you know, if you've ever been stressed out and you're looking for your keys, right, and you're looking everywhere for your keys and you can't find them, and then when you just kind of let go and you're like, okay, well, you know, whatever, you see the keys are right there, like, you know, and you're like, you know, what's going on? I looked there all, you know, and it's just the same experience where, okay, if I just let go, if I just breathe a little bit and be gentle with myself and, you know, not let the whole world define who I am by me being late or by me screwing up or whatever, then everything just flows better.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about what do you mean when you say partnering with love?
Well, to partner with love, it means to develop this good relationship with yourself, with looking through the eyes of the divine and saying, okay, you know what, I'm okay the way that I am, and let me do what I want in life, knowing that I'm already whole, knowing that I don't have to go out there and prove who I am. And there's steps to do this, if I can share what some of the steps might be.
Absolutely.
So some of the ways to initially start partnering with yourself is to pay attention to how you feel. We in our culture grow up learning that our emotions are bad, and plus they feel bad. Many of our emotions feel bad, so we learn to suppress or ignore them. But your emotions are there to guide you. So one of the first ways to develop a good relationship with yourself and partner with love is to pay attention to your emotions. Another way is, as I mentioned earlier, is acceptance. So that's where you let yourself be. You let go of the need to fix yourself. You know, let go of the belief that there's something wrong with you. You know, see that everything that's happened to this point is perfect. It's led you to this point, and to just be easy with yourself. Another way is to give yourself permission to have what you want. Sometimes we grow up with this belief that we can't have what we want because there's not enough, or that we might be hurting people, or that we're too greedy. And those beliefs prevent us from really letting ourselves have what we want, and we kind of sacrifice ourselves so that we sacrifice ourselves to the point where we really need something, and even then we only ask for so little. And then another way is to be devoted to your fulfillment. And this means making sure that you're feeling good inside, and just even feeling fulfilled, like tapping into what fulfillment might feel like, and then like stepping into that feeling and having that feeling within. Does that make sense, Anne?
Yeah, absolutely. It totally does. So if I heard you correctly, the three steps that I heard are, you know, to become aware of your own emotions and recognize that they're there, mm-hmm. to serve as a guidance system, to give yourself permission to have what you want, and then to be really devoted and committed, it sounds like, to your own fulfillment.
Absolutely.
I love these. And I think, you know, unfortunately, I feel like these, while I believe that these are spot on, I agree with you. I also, these are the areas where I see so many of our clients and so many of our lawyers and listeners struggling, you know, is in these particular areas. And I think it has something to do with how you initially started out this conversation, which is about that external validation and, you know, looking outside of oneself. I mean, mm-hmm. I think so much of this entire profession is centered around that. So really, you know, wonderful, wonderful steps, and yet can be kind of hard when you're not used to playing in this realm of even being aware of your emotions.
Yeah.
So how, you know, do you have any tips or suggestions on for those who might be listening and saying, "Oh my gosh, you know, how do I do this?" And maybe even afraid, because if they start to look at, well, am I really fulfilled, it might mean that they'd have to make changes or, you know, face some ugly truths that they don't want to face about their life. What tips or suggestions do you have for those who are might find themselves in that position right now?
Well, baby steps is definitely important. And as I shared earlier, is being gentle are some things to go in with. You're not going to get it all at once. And some of the things that you find out, while they may be scary, they're going to definitely help you. So what I recommend as a first step is to really start to pay attention to how you feel. And these are your emotions, and just to start acknowledging what you're feeling is a big first step. Because, again, we're taught to suppress and ignore our emotions. We're taught to stuff them because You know, maybe our parents didn't like it when we had a tantrum or that we were sad. And so to make them happy, we had to, you know, do what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just starting to pay attention and acknowledge how you feel is a really big step, because it's basically like having a child and your child trying to get your attention. You're either ignoring your child or paying attention to your child. When you pay attention, then that child quiets down. And if you ignore that child, then it gets, you know, he or she gets louder, right? So the same with our emotions is if we ignore our emotions, then they get louder. If we pay attention to them, then we create a space for ourselves to be heard. And then when you start feeling the emotions, then you can then understand why you're feeling a certain way, because all emotions are created from a belief or a thought that we have. So when you start paying attention to your emotions, giving space to them, then you can uncover the belief or thought that led to that emotion. And then a belief or thought is just, you know, something that you picked up. And it's not who you are, it's just energy, it's something you picked up along the way, and then you can change those easily. And when you change your thoughts and belief, then you feel differently.
Beautifully said. I'm going to take a moment to open up our line so that our listeners can call in now. Now is the time if you want to ask Nat a question. Call now, 347-838-8719. That's 347-838-8719, and press 1 to get in the line. And Nat, let me, I have a follow-up to that, because I think what you're saying is vitally important. And what I'm aware of is that, you know, the statistics show that, especially among, you know, lawyers have high rates of depression, high rates of alcohol abuse, substance abuse, essentially things that are that help you numb out. So even as you say, oh, become aware of your emotions, I'm wondering if you might have some guidance on how someone can start to tune in to what they're feeling if they've been so used to suppressing it.
The body is a good tool. So when you're feeling stressed, that's immediately a sign that you're thinking about something that isn't serving you, that's not what you want. And so if at the emotional level you don't feel it, that's fine. You'll probably feel it at a body stress level. And again, with our bodies, we tend to, you know, as you alluded to, numb that as well. But if we can pay attention to even shoulder tension, neck tension, that all comes from an energetic level. So what that tension means actually is that you've ignored your emotions so much that your body is trying to get your soul and body is trying to get your attention a different way.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So talk to us a little bit about the why. Why does partnering with love help us get what we want?
Essentially, it's because you're tuning in to your soul. You're tuning into the divine, and you're letting go of any resistance to receiving. When we believe that we're not enough, that, you know, the world defines who we are, then we're in a constant stress mode, and we're constantly saying, okay, I can't receive what I want yet because I have more to do. I have more to prove. And so you just keep on running around trying to prove to the world what you want, and you're not receptive to the very thing that you want, which is really to feel at ease, to feel at peace, to be accepted.
Absolutely. And I think if people are honest with themselves, they're working as hard as they are, because ultimately that's what they want to feel is peace. You know, you want to make more money because you want to feel financial security because ultimately that makes you feel at peace, you know. So
right.
You're spot on over there. Now, I want to, you know, is there anything else that you would like us to know?
Well, sure, and thank you. This has been great, and I've really enjoyed sharing my work with you and your audience. I'd like to put out there for anyone that wants to get clear on why they're not receiving what they're wanting to sign up for a discovery session with me. And this is a one-hour session where we can talk in private and just tune in to what's happening in your life and, you know, why you might be actually blocking the very thing that you want. And so people can go to http://allowlovein.com/discover.
Beautiful, because I highly encourage you, if you're feeling stressed, if you're even at a point where you don't know where to begin, then it's worth reaching out to Nat and having a discovery session. So, you know, before we wrap up, Nat, do you think that it's important for our listeners to make partnering with love a regular practice? And if so, how?
It is important to make it a regular practice. This is not a fix. You know, you're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. So this is, I believe, practice makes permanent. So, you know, the more frequently, the more consistent you are in being gentle with yourself, in tuning into peace, to really creating the space to have what you want, then the easier it is to receive, the easier it is to be at peace. It's just like anything else. You know, if I were to ask you to think about something stressful, most people could come up with something stressful pretty quickly if that's the space that you are used to operating in. But if I ask you think of something the last time you felt really relaxed, if your usual space is stress, you're not going to be able to think of something the last time you felt relaxed. And it's only because of repetition. You know, you're living in the consciousness of stress, and so you feel more stress. But if you start to bring into your space more peace and love and acceptance, then you're going to experience more of that.
So beautifully said. And I think you're right. It's that whole notion of what you focus your attention on is what you receive more of. So if you're starting, you know, this is what I'm encouraging all our listeners, just start somewhere, you know, just start making the commitment to your own happiness a priority, and just start somewhere. So that, take some of these steps and tips that Nat's provided to us today, you know, becoming aware of your emotions and giving yourself permission to have what you want, even if that means, okay, I'm going to take some rest. I'm going to take a nap. Or
yeah.
I'm going to, you know, maybe go to work a little late or not kill myself to meet my billable hours this month. But really taking some of these steps and being devoted to your fulfillment, this is vital, you know, this is vital for everything. Because if you are not taken care of, then everything else falls apart. So, Nat, thank you so much for being here with us. What a great show. And, you know, I think you've provided our listeners a great deal of value today.
Thank you so much, Anne.
And one more time, can you tell us your website so that, just one more time?
Sure. It is allowlovein.com.
All right, folks, you heard it. Allowlovein.com. So let's keep this conversation going. Find us on our website and click on any of our social media sites and tell us how you are going to commit to allowing love in. Would love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, be well, everyone.